everybody.
I'm so sorry about the long wait for us to come back from our extended hiatus. This is Crime at the Family Table, and we are so glad to be back on your, on wherever you are listening to any podcast, at Spotify, Apple Pod, or I guess Amazon. So I welcome you guys all here today. This is Latanya, and I am joining you guys here tonight to let you guys know, like, about the plans for this season, and to kind of start us out on an even keel note. And just to kind of, I guess, you know, get you guys briefed on what to expect this season and really what's kind of going forward. Okay, so today we are not joined here by my esteemed and lovely and amazing co-host, Alyssa. Life happens. We are so ready to kind of start, but things kind of can get in the way and have been jumbled around. But we are back and fully ready to give you guys the amazing season that I know you guys are hoping for. Please note that we are, you know, experiencing technical difficulties. We're using a new platform in order to upload our recordings, and we are using that to upload to the podcast forum, and we're just transferring things around, and it is like a completely hectic process because we are, again, novice and, you know, to this podcast game. We hope that through this process you guys get better quality editing, better quality, you know, listening ability, and potentially more, like, you know, visual and engaging content. So I don't want to hold you guys too long, so I wanted to kind of give you guys a brief on some of the things that we will be going over this season, some of the updates of things that we want to, like, kind of just keep moving forward with, and some things, like, I guess I want to, like, kind of personally put on the channel. So without further ado, here is the plan for our next season. So this season, we are super glad to be back, and super glad, yeah, I guess that's the right wording, to be back to bring you guys a new and exciting season with a different theme. So this season's theme is around terminology. So we will be dealing with things like missing persons, stalking, what is, like, homicide, capital punishment, and things in that nature. We'll be also dealing with, like, some terms that, like, kind of go around in the criminal justice sphere, such as the CSI effect. I'm not 100% sure, like, you know, all of the titles that our episodes will have, but those are some examples of things that we will be kind of going over. I really hope you guys, like, you know, take heed to, like, the way that the channel is going, and, like, kind of notice, like, we are taking it slow and easy, and we're really trying to, you know, not be too rash with, like, how we upload our content and what our content looks like. We want to give you guys better quality every season that you come and join us. We do not want to feel rushed or, like, discombobulated. We definitely want to be better and better. So all the and the, and, like, all the weird audio, like, we hope it's getting better and better. You guys are able to get a more engaging and efficient and amazing content from us. Even though we are dealing with some heavy topic matter, like, I hope that, you know, some ways you're able to really, like, kind of know us and, like, the reason why we're doing this. We're not doing this to sensationalize anything, to over, you know, glamorize, like, crime. We really care about, you know, what is going on in our society, and we really are well aware of all of the current social climates that are happening, and we also want to shine a light on things that have happened in the past. And I hope through our lens of, you know, going through these terminologies, we're able to kind of shine lights on things that are happening currently and are also, like, people still have questions about and may not really be understanding of how it works. But for example, like, with my episode, which will be the episode after next, so after this, Alyssa will go and it'll be me, I'm going to deal with stalking. And some of the things that I would like to talk about in terms of stalking is, what is stalking? What is considered stalking behavior? What is, you know, the statutes that we have, like, across our country, and what that looks like? I also want to look at, like, maybe a current case that deals with stalking. We want to have this be a teaching moment, like, and really kind of educate our viewers, like, on things that they may not be familiar with. And if they are familiar with, just, like, kind of get a better understanding and grasp, because so often, like, the way media can sometimes frame certain things, it is, in a way, like, we're just like, this is, feels like injustice. This feels like it is, should be a crime that this has been allowed to happen. And I think it's because of the lack of transparency on what really is our current laws and legislations around it and what can actually be done. And, like, and the sad part about it is sometimes the slow process of our justice system and moving with the times and understanding how to handle these things and making suggestions on what we feel as though, you know, can be done. And, like, even our own personal experiences with that. And I hope that, you know, through our conversation, that we are not triggering to anyone, that we are educating you. And I really wanted this season, and Alyssa wanted this season, to be a very educational and informative, you know, experience, and that we can kind of come in this experience to kind of learn and be more engaged. And I kind of thought, when I was given this as a suggestion, was like, I wanted to be kind of like when I took CRIM 101, I wanted to be kind of a one-on-one course on what it actually looks like, you know, to learn about these this crime terminology, like what these things mean and how it affects and what the legislation looks like in terms of, you know, what we can do and what is real and what is kind of like fake things that we've heard just like from media or the way things have been treated, and kind of diving deep on like the cultural and sometimes undertones of what that can also mean for black and POCs. So, and, you know, black POCs and people of the LGBTQ community, people, women, like people of marginalized communities, what that can look like, how laws can be written, and but kind of sometimes even how that impacts the marginalized communities at large, and even like the unmarginalized communities, like how they kind of see the justice system kind of working and what that looks like, and how also media affects our perception of the justice system, and how, like, the CSI effect was like the first thing, like, I learned about when I was in school, that was like really about how media twists our ability to see the timeline of the justice system, how the justice system can be very slow process, evidence can cost money and things like that. And like, I think with this transparency, we are able to see where the lacks and where the lack of information is, and where maybe the less in the justice system is, and what we can now do as citizens and people of our country in pushing the pendulum forward and moving the justice system forward, because as slow as it is, we are the people that decide how it moves forward. We have so much invested in this. Our tax dollars are invested in this, are, you know, and we should decide how that looks for us. And I hope that through you learning about this season and through you engaging with us going forward with our podcast, that you learn like more about us, more about what we care about socially, and more of what crime looks like by and large. This is why I want to always remind people why it's called Crime at the Family Table. It's not about, you know, crimes that happen just within families. We as society are a family, and we need to have this, instead of being a conversation that we just have you know, through the, like, through media, we should have this sitting at our tables, because it affects us day in and day out. These things that are go on in our world are a part of us, and they affect how we live our lives, and they affect the legislation, and they affect our future and our children's future and our grandchildren's future, of what the world's going to look like with the things that have happened in the past or in the things that are happening right now, because the future is happening. We are constantly making affecting it, and changes can be made, as slow and strenuous as it seems. It takes the work of people to hear, listen, consume, and then react and take matters and walk and take the baton and move it forward for the next generation and never stop it. I hope that through our podcast, you guys are able to really see what we bring to the table is not trying to be conspiracy theorists, is not trying to be harmful. We are trying to bring in you guys more into the conversation, bring in the public, bring in our audience more as we go forward. Like, and I hope that we are able to, as we expand, able to do that. And we would love, you know, any and all suggestions, and we hope to, like, kind of bring back our social media. I know I feel like I'm ranting a little bit, but I think that it's important that we have these little rant sessions, that we can come back and, like, we bring back an open DM box where you guys can make case suggestions. I'm always being tagged by my friends and, like, different cases to go over. And sometimes it's so difficult because some of the cases are so current that information is constantly changing, moving. And it can be a little difficult to kind of keep up. And the way we kind of want to pace our seasons can be kind of different than the way people may see it. But we try to combine in what people bring us and what we kind of want to do theme-wise per season, because I think that the idea of theming our seasons and making them, it makes it easier on us as podcasters, and it makes it easier on you guys as listeners to understand, like, where you may want to turn your attention to. So it may be a season that you may just want to watch in its entirety because it has a theme that you enjoy. Enjoy as in it's something that maybe could be more your speed, something that you feel like you can consume better, something that you may feel like is not as, you know, dark. You know, you can kind of pace what you want by the theme of the season. And we try to give warnings and all types of, you know, pushing for people to not push themselves to listen to our content if it is not something that is within their emotional ability to take, because true crime is heavy, true crime can be dark, true crime can be sometimes anxiety inducing and panic inducing, it can be traumatizing, it can be triggering, and we never want to further anyone's pain, discomfort. And if you or anybody, you know, listens to our podcast and you feel that way, we do not want you to continue to have to be, you know, I guess, exposed to that. We always ask, like, that you just take time, that we give all the parameters and stuff. So that's why, like, again, with theming our seasons, we definitely make it around trying to see, like, hey, where do we want to meet people where they're at? Where do we want to maybe lighten the load a little bit and not keep it as heavy? Because there are podcasts out there that are just heavy from point A to Z. Like, that's just their content. But us, we want to kind of pace our seasons and, like, also take heed to maybe how we're feeling and how maybe the world is going on. So we want to be cognizant and empathetic to all of those things. And again, as much as we try to be, you know, realistic, that we are not perfect beings, we will not get everything right in the cases that we cover, but we try to get multiple sources, we try to get, you know, multiple points of view, we try to get all the information we can. We are not going to be perfect, and if it's anything we get wrong, we are not afraid to come back and, you know, fix that or change that, especially as more information comes up. If we ever have a case that we ever have to go back and change, we are not above doing that, because we are not above change, because these cases you know, they happen, but these are living and breathing people. And the information is living and breathing, and it changes as we become, you know, get more aware, and families may come out and say different things, and we have to listen to those truths, because one truth may not be the same truth tomorrow. So we definitely want to, you know, remain open, honest, and, you know, empathetic to all the people that we talk about, all the cases that we talk about, because these are real people that have experienced these, and these are real families, loved ones that are affected still to this day from these cases. So that is something I guess I would like to just be the overarching thing, is that empathy, respect, and research goes into everything we do. We do not believe in touching on cases that we feel as though would be our conspiracy rap and are based on people's hypotheticals, because I just don't believe in doing a disservice to human beings whose lives have been taken, hurt, harmed in any way possible. And that is definitely not something Alyssa would do. So, and again, we do work in the mental health and servicing industries. Like, we do have degrees that we deal with people day in, day out, dealing with caring for their well-being as well as like their mental health. So we definitely never want to, you know, be harmful, because we understand the human impact that is. And I hope that is conveyed through the work we do, and I hope this season we convey that even more, because we're going to continue. We can't stop, won't stop. We are the podcast that could. We keep chugging forward, and we won't stop until we get this right, until we grow to a point where we're able to have all of our dreams kind of come true. I have so many things, and I know Alyssa has so many things we are envisioning this podcast going, and the work that we wish to implement in our communities, and like the work that we hope that comes from the podcast, and just not this conversation, is the bigger conversation, the world impact that we kind of hope that we can touch on. We're still finding our way and making our way through this world. We are a tiny little podcast. We are sometimes a blip, so like a blip on the radar, but it takes just that one person to see us, and things can happen, the turnaround can happen. So I hope you guys, you know, hear that, hear me, understand me, and I hope that you continue to listen to us, give us the opportunity and a chance to grow. And yeah, that will be all for tonight. So I hope my little rant didn't go on for too long, and I hope I was clear in conveying kind of what I wanted. So hopefully you guys understood me and understand us a little bit more, and we welcome you guys again to a new season of Crime at the Famous Table. Bye.